Hi, this is Hazel. Have you checked out my OnlyFans yet? OnlyFans.com/HazelTheHotWife.
Warning, this podcast contains material of an adult nature.
We talk a lot about sex.
It contains explicit content.
About sex.
Explicit language.
About dirty sex.
Explicit situations.
That involve me having sex.
It is intended for adults only.
That may want to have sex with me.
Welcome to the Swing Pod with Rocky and Hazel. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Hazel. And we are so glad you're here.
Hazel, I just want to tell you, you look absolutely stunning tonight.
Well, thank you, Rocky.
What's the matter? You didn't know what to say there?
I didn't know what to say. You stumped me.
Well, you are just an astonishingly gorgeous woman.
Yeah, I think you're just really excited about this episode, Rocky.
I kind of am. Why would that be, Hazel? What's our episode about tonight?
It's about your favorite thing, blowjobs.
Oh, yeah. That is why I'm kind of excited tonight.
You're just now figuring that out?
We've got a couple of other things on the agenda. We think we're probably going to do a whole episode just on blowjobs.
Imagine that.
We mentioned it on another episode that I was the first one that you ever completed a blowjob with.
That's true.
Why don't you tell the audience about that, about why, what your thoughts were on giving a man oral sex before lifestyle, before me?
Well, first of all, I think that it has a lot to do with trust, and you really have to trust the person that you're with, that you're going to perform this act for them. A, I know you, and I know how clean you are. You don't make it sound demeaning. I've been with guys before in the past that were just kind of, I don't know, aggressive about it, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Do you have any like specific stories? Like, do you remember something that happened?
I remember a guy that I'd only seen him a couple of times. One night we had gone out and he said something just like, well, let's go back to my place and you can give me a blowjob. And I kind of looked at him like, that's awful forward of you. That's a gift that I would give to you, not a gift that you should ask for. That'd be like Christmas saying, hey, so this is what I want you to buy me, and here's the list, and here's the links, and you go do that. I like to be the one to make that decision for myself.
You never trusted anybody to give them that?
No, I guess before you, I thought guys were real pigs.
And there's probably a lot to that, to a degree. But what have you learned since me?
Oh, that I love it. I mean, I have the power. You know, a lot of women, and including myself before you, thought that it was just demeaning, that that was just a guy's way of having power over you.
Because they might be on their knees or...
Right. I mean, it's literally you're in a submissive position. But what I've found since being with you and since doing this act is that I may be on my knees, but I'm the one with the power.
Before me, like you never even tasted cum?
I mean, I'm not saying I never put my mouth on somebody's cock before.
Right.
I mean, and some guys have pre-cum all the way through, but never actually the climax, no.
Right. Something that happened that you just made a decision that I was the one that you were going to let finish.
Well, when we first got together, we talked. I mean, we still do. You were the first guy I'd ever been with that actually communicates. I mean, we would have hours and hours of talking. And we learned a lot about each other. One of the things that you like is a blowjob. I remember thinking when we first got together, yeah, well, we'll see. The more I got to know you, you just have this love for women. And it's not in a ownership type demeaning way either. You just genuinely have a love for women. all women. You never spoke about women in that way. And, you know, I kept thinking in my head, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. And then one day I thought, you know what? Why not? Let's try it. Let's see if it's as bad as I think it is. And so I had it in my head. And you know me, Rocky, whenever I get something in my head, it's just all guns blazing. I'm going to follow through with this. And I think I had that look of determination on my face.
I will never forget that night. Because you didn't tell me, you didn't communicate with me beforehand what you were going to do.
That was just in case I changed my mind.
You had gone down on me countless times before then.
Right.
And I'd always stopped you when I got close.
Thank you.
And this time, you didn't stop me.
No, because you even said, you better stop that.
And I didn't. And I said it a couple times, you need to stop. You need to stop. And you just had this, then you just looked up at me, mm-hmm. which was very sexy, by the mm-hmm. way. And you communicated with your eyes. You didn't take your mouth off or anything. It's no words needed to be spoken.
That's right.
I let go. It was the beginning of something awesome. My favorite sex act is now not just you giving me a blowjob, but watching you give a blowjob to somebody else.
And
there's a lot in between there.
There's a lot in between. And just so you know, in my head, the whole time is, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. I had never done all the way through before. I didn't know if it was going to gag me or.
Yeah, I guess I never really asked you. So as I was coming, what were you thinking?
As you were coming, I couldn't really think at that point because I was concentrating on making sure I didn't let anything out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've learned since then to let just a little bit out.
Or a lot. Either
or a lot. But I wasn't really thinking anything at that crucial moment, but it was all the way up to that point.
Right.
Like after the whole eye contact, like, oh shit, I just told him we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't change your mind now.
Right.
After that, then it was just a regular thing. And not that you were saying, hey, how about that blowjob now? You didn't do that back then. You do now. I mean, you're now like, hey, how about it?
Well, hopefully you find it in a playful way.
In a playful way.
Yeah. Yes.
That was a rule back then. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was
your rule.
It was. Yeah. Because you progressively got better very quickly.
I don't like to half-ass anything.
I guess, and maybe you can tell me, after the first one, I guess you thought, well, it wasn't that bad or...
It wasn't bad at all.
Because you became a lot more aggressive when we even talked about technique, things like that, and how you do it. Do you remember any of that conversation?
Well, then it was almost like I was doing research then. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, he likes this, not so much this. I mean, you've always said a blowjob is always a good blowjob. Doesn't matter. But there's degrees.
That's
so
right.
I was learning every degree every time I did it just to see what you liked. And then it got to where it wasn't even about you anymore. It was more about what I liked. Because I really, that's like one of my favorite things to do now, which is hilarious. If my old self knew my new self.
Well, you know, you said last episode, why do younger men like older women?
Yeah.
That's, I can tell you categorically that that's one of the reasons why.
Oh, because younger girls don't do that.
That they don't develop the same appreciation. I mean, you said it before, and I understand what you mean by that submissiveness look to it, but that's not what it is. You've got an incredible power in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and it's that power.
And you're not talking about the suction.
No, I'm not talking about the suction. I'm just talking about how you're making another human being feel at that moment.
Oh yeah, I love to make the guy feel like he's the only man that I've ever done this for.
And it shows. And when a man thinks that, I've joked about it before, wars have been started for less. Because there is not that an orgasm during intercourse isn't great. It is. But there's
just something about oral climaxes. I agree.
And I'm kind of chuckling over here because I'm envisioning audience. If a couple is listening in a car or something like that, a man is sitting there shaking his head.
Yeah.
And there's probably a few women. Is that true?
That's true. Right. Well, just like remember when we were on the Bliss cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to one of those, and I don't know if we talked about this before.
We did, but it's worth talking about again.
It was just funny because the class, I guess.
It was a blowjob class.
It was a blowjob class. By the end of it, people had stopped looking to the people on the stage and was asking me direct questions.
And folks, I mean, you gotta imagine this. We're in a theater on a cruise ship.
Oh yeah, thousands of people in there.
And it was so kind of sexy and hot even before then, because you're the one that said, hey, let's go to this. I want to learn a little bit more.
I want to learn what they can teach me. They can't teach me nothing.
You know, what kind of life do I lead where my wife wants to go to a blowjob seminar and learn more about how to give a better blowjob? I mean, talk about feeling like a king. And we get there and we are listening and watching this couple who was apparently a porn couple too, right?
She does porn, and I think that was her husband.
Okay.
I think that was what it was.
And they're going through their techniques.
And you could tell she was a porn person, because she was doing all of the fake things that porns do.
Right. And she was going through her technique with her hand and her mouth and all of that. And the husband was communicating back. And you threw your hand up. And I can't remember exactly what you said, but it was, I think maybe it was about eye contact or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think about eye contact? Moaning when he comes or something like that.
I think I remember what my question was, because they were at that point performing how she's on her knees and he's standing.
Yeah.
And okay. I personally like the eye contact, and it's easier if the man is laying down and the woman is on her knees, you know, so that there's the eye contact is in line with each other. It's difficult to do whenever you're on your knees and he's standing up. I mean, his cock doesn't bend that way.
Right.
So that was my question. She couldn't even answer me.
Well, yeah, what was so funny was when she didn't answer that question really well, you asked another one, mm-hmm. another one, and then you kept saying, well, here's how I do it.
Oh, because another woman had asked a question, how do you get past the gag reflex?
That's it. Now I remember that.
And then I waited for her to answer the question, but they weren't really answering the questions. They were kind of giggling up there, the two of them. And I turned around and looked at the lady and I said, well, I can tell you how I got past it. And then it just went from there.
And next thing you know, you've got
everybody
20 women asking questions to you. When the seminar ended, we had to spend like another 20, 30 minutes talking to people. And so you could give them answers.
Yeah. And ironically, I think it was only like 5 years since the first time I did the blowjob.
I don't even know if it was that long, was it?
Maybe not.
You were talking about how it was one of our rules.
Mm-hmm.
I was not giving that up.
I believe your words were, that's mine.
Yeah. Oh, that's mine. I was not ready to let anyone else have that experience. It's kind of funny because I started fantasizing about it. It was just one, I can't remember when exactly, but it just popped into my head.
Oh, fantasizing about me doing that to another man.
Yeah, about you doing that to
another man. Well, you told me that you had a dream the night before, and it was one of those, oh my God, it was so hot. But then after it was like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't want that to happen.
You're right. I do remember having it. I did. Mm-hmm. I actually had a dream. And that dream started prompting me to fantasize while you were doing it to me. And it bothered me to no end, because it's like, okay, I don't want that. Why am I fantasizing about it? I don't want that. And I just kept repeating that. And I finally had to be honest with myself, which is basically what it was.
Mm-hmm. It was your conscience telling
me. I wanted that. I wanted to see you do that. And we talked about it. I think you were pretty surprised, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I was very surprised. I'm like, are you sure? I don't know. I don't want to be in the middle of something like that. And then you'd be like, oh, wait a minute. No, I don't want that. But it was too late.
Well, then plus that added another element, because I was the only one before then.
Mm-hmm. Then it was, I don't know if I want to do that to other men.
Right. Who was the first one?
Okay, I sound like a whore. I don't know. I don't remember. I think it was our lake friend.
Was it?
I don't know. Maybe. I honestly don't know. That's horrible.
You're a whore.
I know. That's why you love me.
But how many, how many has it been now?
Oh God, I don't have enough fingers and toes.
And it is so hot every time.
I think I did 3 all at once.
You did. Yeah, that was down at the trip out of town.
Yeah, that we were supposed to be going to the soccer tournament.
Yeah.
The next day, and yeah. we just decided to party it up the night before.
Yeah, and all three of us. Mm-hmm. You took them all.
One after the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was in a circle. It was pretty quick, too.
I know. It was fun.
It was kind of like a domino. Once you took the first one, the other two were like, oh, God, she's good.
Right, right.
So let's talk about the technique a little bit. I mean, you've learned a lot over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from experience that you've learned a lot. But I don't know if we've ever verbalized what those things are. You can see what you do to a man when you do that.
Right.
How have you improved it? What have you done to make it so good in your mind?
Well, first of all, I think blowjobs are just the same as oral sex that a guy does on a woman. Every guy is different, but there is a similarity on certain things that is across the board good for all men. One of the things is, and one of my favorite things actually, is the tip. I call it the mushroom. I love that. I love that I can lock my lips around that. And I'll do that every once in a while and just lock my lips around that and do a little bit of suction. You look like your eyes are rolling in the back of your head, mm-hmm. Rocky. There's that I do. I like to lick up and down the shaft. I like to cup his balls while I'm sucking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, there's using your hand also. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I end up giving myself a hickey on my lip somehow. I don't know how I end up doing that, but... And it's not like I'm sucking super hard, but if there's any kind of rhythm to it, I don't know, somehow I give myself a hickey on the top of my lip. So when I feel my lips starting to burn a little bit, I'll use more of my hands with my mouth just over the mushroom. Mm. And that tends to be across the board good for guys.
You do use your hands very well.
Yes. Also, I'll tell you a little secret. One of the things that I've learned over the years, and it really works with you, it sometimes works with other guys. Mostly it works for you. And that is, if I'm cupping your balls, my middle finger is pressing on that perineum, I think is what it's called, the space in between your balls and your butt.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually feel a guy coming when you're pressing on that spot.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like a heartbeat, but faster. So that's another thing that I do.
So like when I orgasm, you can feel
it? Oh, I can definitely feel that. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a big difference between taste with the men that you've done?
Yes. Yes. There's a big difference between taste and texture. And I'm a texture girl. I'm not a big fan of different kinds of textures. There is literally no texture whatsoever to yours and no taste. So A++++. There's my regular guy. He tends to come a lot. Like you do most of the time, but he does every time a lot. And his is thicker, but he tastes like it's just really, really sweet. He eats a lot of pineapple. Note to the guys out there, pineapple is good.
I've got pineapple in the refrigerator.
I know. I noticed that you've been eating a lot of pineapple lately and strawberries. There is a difference. I mean, if you tend to eat a lot of heavy foods, definitely asparagus, anything that's going to make your urine smell stronger will also affect your cum.
I did not know that.
Yes, yes.
And I will never touch a piece of asparagus again in my life.
Thank God. But yeah, some guys are super, super thick.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, there's nothing that a guy can do. I mean, each guy is different.
Right.
I'm not saying I'll never do it. I'm just saying it's not my favorite.
Right.
But if it's going to be thick like that, just eat a lot of pineapple.
Right.
And make it sweet, at least.
Like your regular guy.
My regular guy, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Every time I give him a blowjob, every time I say, oh my God, that's so sweet.
And it's interesting.
Oh, and one last thing that I do is I don't stop in the middle of a guy coming. When he starts coming, I'm not stopping until he is completely and utterly spent.
Oh, and I'll tell you one thing that she does that is absolutely amazing. When you do start coming, that's when you start moaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you, and we've talked about it before, about all men at least think about if they're not outright concerned about if a woman's going to...
If she really wants it.
If it's okay. Just coming in a woman's mouth is good. The fact that she would tolerate it is good. That's a good blowjob.
Right. But there's some women that are like, okay, let's try it.
It starts increasing in, it starts increasing in levels of quality exponentially, mm-hmm. how the woman reacts when you come. And in your case, you actually start moaning.
Mm-hmm.
That's such
a turn on. I get wet. Like you've put your fingers in me, mm-hmm. right after. Because I think at first, whenever I first told you, it makes me wet.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, really? And then you had to check it out for yourself. And you're like, God damn, you are.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a man's secret to a blowjob.
Okay.
A man's secret to a blowjob. I think there are times when you've taken offense that, like, I've helped you.
Oh, yeah. I don't like somebody to help me.
But here's the secret to that.
Just let me at it.
The secret to that is all of the stuff that leads up to the orgasm is mm-hmm. awesome. But make no mistake about it. It is the orgasm and what a woman does with the orgasm that is 95% of it. We could take care of it all the way up to the orgasm. And if you're waiting there, got that eye contact, that give it to me look, or you're talking, telling a guy that you want it, even that little, sometimes you even kind of give that little whimper, like,
come on.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is so hot.
I think you have pictures of me. I know you have pictures of me and video of me doing that to men.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's ever a guy that has to help me along, because they just think that it's just going to take too long and they don't want me to get tired in the middle of it. And
right.
So then they'll start helping. And my face is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like sit back and say, okay, let me know when you're ready. I mean, I'm right there. I'm an active participant in that whole thing.
But a secret to the ladies, if you could basically let him do 95% of the work, it's that last 5% mm-hmm. is what really counts to us. I mean, I'm not probably speaking for every single guy, but most men, we've grown up our whole lives with people, women that we've heard that have this aversion to a man's orgasm or cum or
like,
whatever.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of, that kind of feeling. So when we're with a woman that makes us feel like they want that essence of us, mm-hmm. it's just an entirely different experience. Entirely. And like I said, if you ever wanted a just kind of a lazy night, ladies, let him do it. Just take care of the ending. But take care of the ending.
I mean, don't leave and go do the dishes while he's getting ready. I mean, he still need to be an active participant.
Yeah. But if you just take care of the orgasm and show how much you enjoy doing that, mm-hmm. he'll tell you it's the best blowjob he's ever had. And he did 95% of the work.
Right. Right. Well, my regular guy, he throws his head back
mm-hmm.
every yeah. time.
That's the only way he comes.
I know.
And
yeah, because he talks about me so much about how he won't be able to come for days. And then he'll come over to, he like thinks that he has to warn me. Hey, so I haven't come in like 4 days. I'm like, game on, bitches. Let's go.
That I just can't even tell you how excited that makes a man too, because if particularly we've saved up a little bit for any reason,
mm-hmm.
again, having that, it's just a relief that we can have that orgasm and
not have to worry about it, regardless
of how much it is, you're taking it.
Right.
And it's just such a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might think it's silly that we're doing a whole episode on blowjobs. To me,
it's important though.
It really is.
I mean, oral sex in general is all part of the building up to, and then, I mean, the way that we like to do it is we like to use oral as the beginning, the middle, and the end sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll throw a few sexual positions in there just to make it a little different, but we both enjoy it that much.
Well, I sure enjoy watching you do it. And how many videos of you giving blowjobs do you figure we have?
I don't know. I mean, we have enough that we could probably have an HBO season and have a good 10 to 15 seasons.
Yeah.
With how many movies we have.
So you've seen a lot of the videos that I've done. Do you have, like when you watch yourself,
mm-hmm.
Is there something that you've seen yourself do that you think that you even recognize is pretty sexy?
Yeah, well, I know that whenever sometimes when we watch actual porn with people we don't know, the whole time I'm watching that and going, oh, that's not going to do anything. What is she doing? That's not going to do anything. Close your mouth, you know. And then I'll watch one of ours. Just the look on my face the whole time, you can tell that I am 110% invested in this and enjoying every bit of it. There's nothing fake about it. I'm enjoying life.
One of the things that I'll do in our videos sometimes is I'll tell you to let me see it.
Oh, yeah. I know, and that's so hard for me because when they start coming, I don't want to let go. Sometimes I have to like force myself to open my mouth just a little bit to let some of it out.
A lot of times, and I'll just tell the audience, and the men will be sitting here looking at their significant other saying, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're probably going to get some women in trouble with this one.
Well, that's not our intent, but I do think it's good to talk about what people like. And
well, my advice to men, if your woman doesn't do it, talk to her about it. Ask her, what is it that you don't like about it? Is it the fear that it's going to make you gag? Is it the taste? Is it the texture? I mean, taste, you can change that. I mean, she at this point doesn't even know what you taste like. She's just fearful that it's going to taste like the absolute worst thing that she's ever had in her mouth. Don't make it about, oh, well, you don't do that for me. Because let me tell you something. One of the other reasons why I continually give my husband blowjobs is because he appreciates it so much. The more he appreciates it and the more he comments on, oh my God, babe, that was so awesome. That just is going to make me want to keep doing more and more. I mean, what is it? Pavlov's dog, give him a treat. He's going to keep coming back.
Yeah.
Same difference.
I like that you think my orgasms are a treat.
Give me a treat, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think there's such a taboo about, you know, if women don't give full blowjobs. There's a reason why she's not doing it. She's probably worried that she's going to gag. She's worried about the taste. She's worried about the texture. Or she may just think that the way that you're asking for it is demeaning. Make it more about her. If you tell a woman that she's beautiful every single day, she's going to feel beautiful. It's the same thing. If you tell a woman, oh my God, the way you suck my cock, I cannot wait till the day that you finish it, because I know it's going to be awesome.
Wow. I've heard a lot of sales pitches, but that's a good one.
I know. I'm speaking from a woman's side, and I used to be that girl. Like, I would never do that.
That's very encouraging, too.
Yeah. You have a guy that actually appreciates when she first does it. You have to show her how much it just rocked your world, and gosh, you were seeing stars, even if you weren't. I mean, just give her so many compliments on it. The more you compliment, the more a woman's going to do it.
So now let's go to kind of the next stage.
What's the next stage?
Well, there's a lot of women out there that I'm sure listening that they swallow. And they're looking at their significant others or their husbands and saying, I swallow.
Oh, are you saying there's different degrees to swallowing?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that particularly when I'm videoing, mm-hmm. and you let some of that come drip out, mm-hmm. and then you lick it back up or you play with it a
yeah.
little bit.
Oh my
God. I've got a video of, in fact, it was your regular, that in fact, it's one time I think that he came all over your chest.
Oh, yeah. And I just wiped it up with my finger. And
just kept wiping it up. She just kept wiping it up with her finger, taking fingerfuls and licking it off her finger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like I was licking an ice cream.
It's hard to describe because after a man has an orgasm, you don't care as much because you just had your orgasm.
Right. The erotica is
lower. There's a level of erotica that drops.
Right.
But it almost immediately starts rising up again as you watch that,
mm-hmm.
because it's just so hot. And I can tell you this, if you're ever making any kind of video, he'll appreciate that a lot more the first time he looks at it to take care of himself, because it is, it's unbelievably hot. Just unbelievably hot. It tells your man how much that essence means.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how much you enjoy it.
How much
you
enjoy
want it. Yeah.
And it just takes it all to a different level. And I guess that's probably the point of the episode. It is an art that you've mastered. I mean, there's nobody I've been with that comes even close to the blowjob that you give. It is so good. We're doing an episode on it. But I think you also have something to give. And I think one of the reasons why we did this episode was because of that cruise that we went on and how everybody reacted to you right. coming up to you afterwards.
Right.
Here's a porn star that does this for a living, and her audience came to you for questions.
Well, here's the difference. She's an actor. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not acting. I genuinely enjoy it.
Yeah, that's pretty much the secret to everything, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, I don't know if this is technique or what it is, but the question that woman asked was, how do you get past the gag reflex? And my answer to her was, because I was really worried about that with myself. When I give a blowjob, I keep enough suction with my mouth that it keeps my saliva in my mouth. Like I've noticed in porns, and actually I've noticed other women, the way that they do blowjobs, and their mouths are not completely shut on the man's cock. It's a little bit open, and it's almost like their mouth is open the whole time. So everything in her mouth is coming right back out. I don't do that. I keep it in my mouth. And when he comes, it just kind of mixes with that already, because you've already got saliva, you've already got liquid in your mouth. So it'll mix with that, and it keeps it from shooting straight to the back of your throat.
Well, I've seen you take it in just about every way.
I mean, now. I've had you, yeah. I mean, you've actually hit my gag reflex before.
Well,
it's different positions that we do it is a little more difficult.
One thing I am good for sometimes is distance.
Oh, yeah, you've got some distance on you, for sure.
We've got that one video where it had to have been 3 feet.
I got to tell this little story about Rocky and I. My hair is very long and very thick, and I don't like to wash it more than once a week. My hair doesn't get oily, it just gets dry.
And it's unbelievably gorgeous.
So when he is wanting to be especially messy, he will ask me if it's a hair washing day. Most of the time, he's off. No, today is not a hair washing day. Do not get it in my hair. And this video that he's talking about is I am on my knees. He is standing. And I was giving him a blowjob. Rocky starts to come. And I mean, that come. And it's hilarious because he has this video and he slow motions it. It literally went above my head, but just really close to like just an inch more and it would have been in my hair. It went right over my head and hit, I think we were in the living room. I think it hit the fireplace.
It did. But I've got another one where I actually did get it in your hair.
Where you did get it in my hair. And yeah. Then the look on my face was like, no.
No, those were back in the days when I had my, and I still do, a little fetish. You'd wear a dress and I'd kind of make a little mess.
Yeah, you like to make messes.
I do. I kind of like to make messes.
You do like to make messes.
Which is fun too. And you know what? If you don't want to give a blowjob all the way to the end.
Let them come on you.
Let them, yeah. Wear something sexy. And
honestly, don't tell Rocky. When it does get in my hair, it actually is good for it. It's like a real conditioning. But don't tell Rocky.
And I don't know, maybe it's a possessive thing. I don't know exactly.
Like marking your territory.
You know, I don't know what it is. There's been a few times when you've worn a dress or something like that, and I made a big mess on it. And
yeah, you've ruined a couple of my dresses.
That's hot.
That's hot.
I mean, that's hot. My fantasy is doing that someplace and where you walk out proudly with your... Too much detail?
TMI. No, because we're talking about blowjobs. I don't think there is such a thing as TMI right
but
now.
But that's fun. You know, that could be fun too. And maybe if you don't want to do that, something where you play with has come. If you can't get it in your mouth, you rub it on yourself or something like that.
Come on your tits and rub it in.
It's that feeling that you want it. And it's important to you because it's his and you want that part of him.
Right.
And that's how you make me, feel like that every single time. And you make every man feel like that every single time. There was a, that trip that we took where you finished three guys.
Oh yeah.
I was one of the lucky ones.
Yes, you were.
We're so Neanderthal, like each one of us, when we come, think to ourselves, she likes mine best.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons is because that's how you made us feel. Every single time you turned your head and focused your attention to the next one.
Oh yeah. I'm focused on the man that I'm working on at that moment.
You made.
Even if I'm using my hands on the other guys, my focus is on the guy that I am sucking. Yes.
And you made every single one of us feel like we walked out of there. Yeah, she likes mine best. You know, it's a competition. What else can we?
Oh, I don't know. What else did you have on your notes there, Rocky?
Let's see. Eye contact.
Yes, I really like to have eye contact with the man. And if he's standing, it's not absolutely impossible, but it's not very comfortable to do it that way. Now, if he is laying down and I'm on my knees, it's a lot easier because I'll usually take his cock in my hand and like lick the underside of his cock all the way up to the tip while I'm looking at him in his eyes.
So
they tend to like that.
Here's something I don't think I've ever asked you. Do you like having your clit stimulated while you're giving a blowjob?
I mean, just like a blowjob, you're never going to turn that down, right?
Right.
It does tend to distract me from what I'm doing.
And the reason why I'm asking,
I believe you
that,
made me squirt the other night while I was doing that too.
Yeah. And
I'm going to call him RG, my regular guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was fingering you.
Yes.
And you actually took your mouth off his cock.
I did.
And I said to you,
don't take your mouth off that cock. You put it right back on there. Don't you take it off until he's done.
Did it? And
yeah, that's a turn on. I like that too. I like it when you talk to me dirty.
Yeah, and you moaned all the way through.
I almost screamed.
Mm-hmm. All things being equal, you'd rather concentrate on just the blow.
I'd rather concentrate, on the guy that I'm performing this to.
Yeah, we've talked about.
Now, after, feel free.
This is good timing for this episode because it kind of fits in well with kind of the stage or cycle that we're in right now. Right now, we're kind of focused on single men more than we are couples or unicorns or anything like that. I think everybody kind of goes through some phases, and this might be one of ours. But I'm having a lot of fun playing that cuckold role with a video camera. I don't know the psychology of all of it. It's not a dominant or anything else like that.
Well, I was just thinking that it is a little dominant because it absolutely puts me in a submissive
role. Oh, you're talking about like the oral?
Well, I'm talking about when you're watching or usually videoing or taking pictures or whatever, you're also interactive with me, you know, not expecting me to answer you back because clearly my mouth is
full,
busy, but you know, you talk to me and you say different things to me, like, oh, you like that, don't you? Dirty little girl and things like that. I love that. I like that you're part of it and you're interacting, you know.
Well, we had a first experience.
We did?
Last week. You had an orgasm while...
Oh, that's right. DP.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So she was riding me.
Yeah, I think the world stood still for a second there.
And she had our friend with his cock. Where was it?
In my anus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can say ass on this
it's
show.
In my ass. Mm-hmm. Yes. You can say yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. He was in my ass. I was riding you. And oh, my God.
Well, and that was another thing I had to get over a little bit was another man going back door.
Well, it was you first.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You guys swapped.
We swapped.
You kind of tagged in and tagged out.
Well, I remember when we first talked about that,
I'm getting the ass. That's mine.
I was a backdoor guy. But I got to tell you, having you on top of me when you had that orgasm was...
Well, he even said, oh, you get to see her face during this. Oh, like he was all bummed.
No, I don't think he was that bummed because he still was having anal sex with you.
True.
But that was a great experience, and you've got your regular, but we've actually got a date set up for later in the week with a new man.
A new guy.
The new man, and we've got...
I'm so shy when it's new.
We've kind of opened up our profile And we haven't even really changed anything. Checked our mailbox. You had,
ding,
10 different messages from men. Finding single guys is easy to do. It's fun too. You can be pretty choosy. In fact, you're very choosy.
I'm pretty choosy anyway, which is why we have one regular guy.
Yeah. The things that Hazel does are art. I've said that before. Mm-hmm. Watching you suck a guy's cock, watching you have sex, I really love it when you tell somebody what to do, when you get that excited and you almost order a man.
Don't hold back, fuck my mouth.
And you say that, you told him the other night when you were getting DP'd, mm-hmm. you said, fuck that ass. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was so hot. When you get that turned on.
I even spread it apart for him.
Oh my God.
See better.
When you get that turned on, it's just incredible. Mm.
And trust me, I'm having just as much fun.
And we've deemed this year the year of...
The year of the gangbang.
The year of the gangbang.
Right.
Hazel's record is 3.
That's my record.
Yeah, that's your record. Very fun night. Mm-hmm. How many... If you were to...
I think 5 would be my max.
5 would be
that
max?
That would be including you.
So 5 including me.
Yeah.
What would
4
be...
other guys.
Right. So what would be the number that you'd say... Too uncomfortable. Way too much.
The number 2 uncomfortable?
That would be, yeah.
Anything over 7, I would say.
Yeah.
6 is kind of right there on the bubble. Like, it depends on the night. Do I have energy? Am I tired?
See, I think on the right night, you could do 7 pretty easy. On the right night.
I don't know. Just the two of you the other night, I was wore out.
Well, but that was over 2 hours. If you got 7 guys, they're just going to be taking some turns.
Right, exactly, mm-hmm. which is a turn-on in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I know you do. That's why it's the year of the gangbang.
Year of the gangbang.
Well, we've actually spent 45 minutes talking about blowjobs.
We really?
We were wondering at the beginning of the episode whether or not we actually had enough material. We did. Thank you, Hazel, for everything that you do for me.
Oh, well, thank you, Rocky, for everything you do for me.
I hope you can tell how much fun we have. Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about having fun. It's about being so comfortable with your partner that you start pulling down some sexual barriers. You get to know yourself better sexually. You get to know your partner better sexually. You just uncover new things that this person, hopefully you're spending your life with, is not only your partner, but your best friend. And you get to a point where you can tell them all of those nuances about something as seemingly simple as a blowjob.
There's nothing simple about a blowjob.
There's really not. I don't even know if I knew how much there was to it until I met you.
Aww.
And I appreciate how you do what you do every single time.
And I can tell. That's why I keep doing it.
So what do we have?
Well, now it's past that. Now I just enjoy it.
What do we got coming up in some future episodes?
Well, we have a couple of guests that's going to be coming and doing the Bluefish, MMF. I don't know if we're going to put those two together or not, but we might, depending. And then we also have somebody that will come over and do the Unicorn and the FMF. And then we also have hall passes. So we're going to try, Rocky's going to try and get one of his regular ladies to come over and use that hall pass to not just play, but also to join us on our podcast that night.
We talked about it earlier. Yeah, I'm going to use it as a ruse to get her over here. And we're going to tape a podcast and maybe have a little fun afterwards.
Yeah, or before.
Before.
No, you better do it after.
Or during. Maybe a little during.
That might be an interesting.
That might be kind of fun. Anyway.
Well, that's what we got coming up.
We hope you found this particular episode fun and maybe even a little bit informative. I enjoyed this one very much, obviously.
Obviously.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening. Now head on over to OnlyFans and check me out. OnlyFans.com/HazelTheHotWife.